We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, thank God in times like these, we still have sports to talk about, Ron Cook columns to dissect.
Chris Mueller take plagiarism to finger wag.
Yep. Yeah, shots are being fired left and right here. I've got
yes,
the cannonballs out.
Yes, they are.
In studio.
Yep.
Tab Douglas has a problem with ESPN. Linking Jameis Winston to the Steelers, and he just tweeted, this really needs to stop, and so I fired back, it will when you stop saying the Penguins should trade Chris Letang.
Oh, no.
Which, I mean, Tab, you want to talk about being the commander of a brigade or an army.
Oh.
He is the, get Chris Letang out of Pittsburgh.
Yes, he is.
He is the general. Oh. Of that force.
Oh, yes. He's the admiral. He is taking an expeditionary force and trying to remove number 58.
And, he lectured me and said on Sunday to me, he goes, Jameis Winston to the Steelers won't happen. Well, I got news for Tab. Chris Letang getting traded ain't happening. And that's not stopping him from talking about it.
I was going to say, you could have responded with, you can you-know-what in one hand and wish in the other and see which fills up faster. That's always one of my favorites when somebody proposes a pipe dream. By the way, it's more reasonable that the Steelers sign Jameis Winston than it is the Penguins trade Chris Letang.
I agree with you.
I mean, it takes the Steelers. Like, I think the thing that's a big hang-up for a lot of people, at least when I put my column out today, that was essentially your idea, but then in my words.
Instantly made it better, but go on.
I don't disagree. I've said that to you many times. I got one main contention or hang up from people, and this was from a guy who, like, I didn't think would agree with the premise. He said, oh, I would love it if they could get Jameis for sure, bump Mason to number 3, but what makes anyone think a guy that expected $30 million a year is going to take what the Steelers could give him? Very simple. The market is starting to speak on Jameis Winston, and it's saying, you want $30 million, you threw 30 picks, dream on. Like, I think to people, it's such like a hard gulf to get across, the idea of what he wanted versus what he might get. The longer he sits there not being taken and not being signed, the better chance it is that he goes, you know what, I'll take a couple million to go back up Ben Roethlisberger and see where it goes.
Ron Cook had some advice for Ben Roethlisberger in the Post-Gazette today. Now, Ben had some advice for all of us over the weekend, and I thought it was, speaking of leadership, I thought it was really just spot on, Craig. I thought it was just leadership as good as it gets. You want your quarterback and your captain to be able to, put out a message and everybody hears it and wants to follow. And I thought Ben did that brilliantly.
I shared the video with my family. I had my two children come around. We watched it and I said, pay close attention. This is our quarterback. Follow his advice.
So I think because Ben had good advice, Ron wanted to give some back. And he, in his Post-Gazette column today, Chris said that Ben Roethlisberger should text Deontay Johnson right now and tell him, quote, stay the heck away from Antonio Brown.
Wait, why is it Ben's business who he's working out with?
Why is it Ben's business?
Why does Ben have any agency or purchase
to
do that?
Because Ben cares about Deontay Johnson and he doesn't want him to go down a dark path, I guess.
So working out with Antonio Brown automatically equates to going down a dark path for you? What would be the one thing?
Not for me. You asked. I'm trying to give you.
So for Ron.
I'm trying to get. He's not in studio right now. I'm trying to answer for him.
if there's one thing I would want a young wide receiver to emulate about Antonio Brown, it is his work ethic and the methods by which he got better at his craft, because that's how you become a sixth-round pick that gets overlooked by all 32 teams multiple times and become the best wide receiver of the modern generation. And probably on the medal stand for all-time wide receivers. Like, if Diontae Johnson starts popping off on Instagram and acting a little bit kind of strange based on what we know about him, then maybe you'll realize, okay, Antonio Brown influenced him in a negative way. But if he's just working out with him, I don't exactly see the problem here.
Yeah, I would have a much bigger issue if there was video of them. Well, I guess there couldn't be now. But if they were, like, out kind of painting the town red together. And even then, like...
Or if it was just like one of those selfie videos where he was like getting Diontae Johnson to talk smack on Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, they're not hitting a bong together.
I mean, that would be kind of funny.
They're practicing their wide receiver skills. And I don't know, there's a part of me that believes in the Brady factor here. Like, Tom Brady is vouching for and is, you know, I think in Antonio Brown's corner, and I believe at least that it's worn off on AB. Like, he's had a couple of months of good behavior, which I didn't think was in Antonio Brown's. I didn't think he had the wherewithal to do that, and it seems like he's keeping a low profile and he's just trying to get back into the league. And he's one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. He's apologized to people here. Now, you might want to say it went in one ear and out the other or fell on deaf ears, whatever.
Is an apology that people think is maybe insincere and has ulterior motives better than no apology at all? I would argue yes. In this particular case. I'm going to go back to one thing here. It's him working out with the guy. There might not be a more qualified person in the world to take workout tips from if you are a wide receiver trying to get better than Antonio Brown. I mean that. Wasn't one of the reasons AB and Ben didn't get along, among other things, that AB didn't like the way that Ben, being a very naturally talented person, didn't seem to work as hard? The whole last in, first out dynamic there?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can definitely pass judgment or, you know, jump to conclusions about somebody based on the company they keep and the people they surround themselves with. And you can make pretty solid predictions on where somebody's life is going to go based on who they consider friends, who they share time with. But, you know, in this case, I look, do I want to get worked up about something right now? Absolutely. It's mm-hmm. cathartic. It's helpful for this job. You know, if I had it within me, or even if I could, like, make it up, I just can't do it right now with this guy. Like, I can't get myself to a place.
You can't fabricate anger about this.
Yeah, I can't get myself to a place where I'm now going to, like, think that Diontae Johnson has indirectly burned a bridge with Ben Roethlisberger because...
If he has, that's Ben's problem, frankly. If, like, this... If what we saw is all that it is, and it's them working out, and there literally is nothing else to it, there's not Diontae Johnson on AB's orders calling Ben and saying, hey, Ben, is your refrigerator running? Then go catch it. If this is it, and Ben gets mad about it, that's on him.
Last three lines from Ron. Antonio, he said, this is someone the Steelers want mentoring Johnson, ? Or should I say poisoning Johnson? Please, Ben, send the text for the good of the team.
What was Ron's reaction? Do you remember when Rudolph got drafted, ostensibly to be the next guy up, and Ben gave him the whole, I'll point him to the playbook, did they screw up the pick? Did Ron think Ben was being a bad leader?
No, I think Ron, and I kind of felt this way too, that it wasn't Ben Roethlisberger's job to mentor Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
Ben Roethlisberger's job was to try to be the best franchise
possible. But that's not exactly, like, healthy for the franchise when you have somebody saying that, whether it's his job or not. I just don't buy the idea whatsoever that this is some sort of attempt to poison the Steelers from the inside by Antonio Brown. Ben Roethlisberger sending a text to Diontae Johnson saying stay away from him would do way more damage than just letting things play out the way they are, which is, of course, he works out with them, and that's
and
it.
I don't know if either one of us have made this point yet. If it's redundant, I apologize, and you can cut me off right now, or Craig can turn my microphone off.
Finally.
Deontay Johnson's game mirrors Antonio Brown's.
Correct. Max school, smallish guy, precise route runner.
If Deontay Johnson was training with Terrell Owens, for example.
Or Randy Moss.
Yeah, that wouldn't make a lot of sense to me.
Hey, Deontay, run as fast as you can, and because you're 6'4", just go up over somebody.
But if there's somebody who Deontay Johnson would look at and say, I want to emulate, or I can take my God-given ability, and if I'm going to get the most out of it, what is like the best-case scenario for me in a perfect world? Who am I on the field? I think it's Antonio Brown.
It's the same reason why, to go back and tie all of our 2 o'clock hour topics together, Jameis Winston makes sense for the Steelers, because he is very similar in physical skills and build to Ben Roethlisberger. So you'd want a guy that's similar to your starting quarterback. You'd want a guy similar to your young wide receiver to be teaching your young wide receiver. I think it's totally different, by the way. This is my other point on the matter. I think when players like take a guy under their wing a little bit like this for these mutual training sessions, and obviously AB doesn't have the juju vibe about Deontay Johnson because AB's not on the Steelers anymore, so there's no job to take. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe it becomes somewhat altruistic in the sense of, I want to see another guy from a small school who got a little bit overlooked succeed. Like, I think that's a real thing. So I don't think that there's malice on Antonio Brown's part here.
Oh, I think Ben goes on and on about Mac guys.
I'm saying AB in that sense is cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
And I mean, think that there's a part of him that just wants to see the kid succeed.
I don't think it's a coincidence that the quarterbacks that Ben has gotten along with, backups on the Steelers, have been Mac guys.
Bruce.
Charlie.
Leftwich.
Leftwich.
Not Mason.
No.
No. Mason was the guy who would have started for 3 years ahead of Ben in high school because his dad was the coach, and then Ben would have started as a senior, been better than him, and held it against him his whole life.
Chris, any toilet paper panic over the weekend?
No.
Good?
The Mullers are well-stocked.
What is well-stocked at this point?
I mean, we had just...
Is it a full...
Prior to having...
How many rolls are we talking as full-stocked?
About
a dozen?
30. Close to 30. Well, no, because we buy in bulk normally. So we had just gone to a big box store before all of this popped off, like in the first week of March, and had just purchased a giant thing of toilet
paper.
Craig,
what's your reserve situation?
I mean, we got a few loose rolls in the closet waiting for when we need them.
A few loose rolls.
And then we got another pack that we got late last week that has not been touched yet.
I had somebody who
doesn't sound like a game plan, Craig.
I had somebody, and we still have probably about 20. I don't think it's quite Mueller.
I'm probably in that neighborhood.
Yeah. And I had somebody text me this weekend, and I'm pretty sure they were doing those things where, like, a friend is in a situation, but they were really talking about themselves.
Oh, no.
One of those things.
Oh, no.
And he said, my friend is in a situation where he's out of toilet paper, and he's down to napkins, paper towels, tissues, and baby wipes. Which one do you think he should go to next?
Is it even a question? The baby wipes.
Yeah, but you can't flush those.
You put them in a bag, you go throw them in the garbage can.
So you just—I
was going to say, I said tissues.
I think tissue's the play here. It's not a good play, but it's a better play than baby wipes.
I'd go baby wipes.
Why does he have baby wipes?
But this guy was looking for...
Does he have a baby?
Well, I don't know his friend, but he does, yeah.
You can't rob Peter to pay Paul here.
Was this a plea?
Pony, I think you're right to say that it's
my friend. You think it was him reaching out, hoping I would just say, I'll give you some toilet paper.
Yeah, we've got plenty over here.
Yes, I think
that
didn't
work.
I think this was a toilet paper. He was hoping you would extend a TP-filled olive
branch. I think the tissues, you just, like,
I've used tissues before.
Is the key,
right? It's not good, but it's not the worst option that you have available to you.
And it's not a painful option.
No, not like napkins
are just...
Oh, paper towels should be like a crime.
I have used a baby wipe. Delightful.
dare you say maybe superior to toilet
paper? Oh, vastly superior.
It is,
if
but
you
the
could
problem
flush
is
it.
It's not flushable.
Yeah, if you could flush it, that's all I'd use.
You want to talk about a marketing lie. Anytime you see something at the store that's called a flushable adult wipe like that, wrong, lies. Any plumber will tell you there's no such thing as a flushable baby wipe.
Thank you for that PSA, Chris.
I'm trying to help people out. What do you want? Somebody to be listening to this thing? Maybe I'll try baby wipes and flush them. And then they got to call a plumber too? Not that I want plumbers to not have business. I do. But I don't want it to be because some knucklehead in Verona was like, you know, I heard Mueller and I just don't believe him. That guy's full of it on sports. I'm going to flush this wipe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.